welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Talking Hair with Mr. James B. and my co-host, Goldie. Hi, I'm Mr. James B., and we'll be talking hair this evening. We're talking about weave. That's right, weave. Putting it in, taking it out. It's more than just snatching it out. It's more than just pulling it out. Already, we just started the show. We got a caller already. Let's see what we got on the line today. Hello, caller. How you doing? Talking with Mr. James B. Who am I talking with? Hello? Hello? Caller? Hello? Well, we got a caller. I can sort of hear him. Oh, we just lost him. Call back, caller. Hey, how you doing? This is Mr. James B. Like I said, we're talking hair today, and we're talking about weave. Putting it in, taking it out. To weave or not to weave? That is the question. But it is several different kinds of weaves out there, several ways of putting it in. But we're just going to be talking about weave today and installing, taking it out. We got the sew-in. Let's start with the sew-in. That's standard. A lot of people get sew-in. But Mr. James B., I really don't like that leave-out stuff. You're going to get a sew-in? Sew it all in. All that leave-out hair, wind up, breaking off, chewed up, and then you want to take your hair out, and then you got a big bald spot in the middle. You got that, what we call the Krusty the Clown, because, you know, you ain't got no hair at the top. It's all broke off, but you got all the hair on the side and the back. But you know what I mean by that. You're going to get the sew in, get it all sewn in. First of all, you're going to get it sewn in, braiding. How you're going to wear it. Let's figure out how we're going to wear it first. To your point where you know how you're getting it braided up, to a point where you know how the hair is going to lay. Now, looks like we got a caller calling in, and it looks like it's my boy Goldie here on the line. Let's see if this Goldie. Caller?
This is Goldie.
That's what's up, ladies and gentlemen. We got Goldie here. He's just tuning in. Goldie, our topic today is we putting it in and taking it out. What do you have for the people today?
Well, we're going to explain to them how to properly put weave in and how to properly take weave out. There are different methods that people use, and I'm here to let them know how to do it.
All right. Well, I was already talking, so I started with the standard. What we got first is the standard sew-in. Standard sew-in, what we got for?
It depends. What do you mean by standard sewing? I'm not quite understanding that.
Well, you know, there are different ways of, you know, putting in hair, but I know we started with just the sew-in. How you braid it up, you know, and sew it in. You know, the proper way of doing that and then the proper way of taking it out.
Well, one thing about the sew-in that you have to really be considerate of is that when you're doing sew-in, my main problem with sewing the hair in is people like to put relaxers on the hair before they sew the hair in, which is really, really the worst thing that you could possibly do, because what a relaxer does is it stretches the hair and makes it straight and it makes it weaker. When you have a sew-in doing braids on someone's hair, if the hair has no ability to stretch, by braiding the hair, you're going to actually pull the hair and tear the hair out of the head.
Yeah, that's true. I tell them all the time, keep it natural, especially if you're just getting it braided up. Why would you want to perm it anyway? You're getting it all braided up. You know, so that don't even make sense. Well, Goldie, we got a caller. Let's see what the caller wanted to say. All right. Right now, I know everybody who's calling in, just be patient with us. We got a lot of callers. So our caller today, how can we help you? You're talking on the air with Mr. James B. and Goldie. Who are we talking with?
You're talking with Natalie.
How
yeah,
you doing?
You're talking to Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
How you doing?
Hi.
How you doing? Can we help you? Do you have a question?
Yeah, actually, I have natural hair. I agree completely about the concept of not relaxing your hair and then getting braids and then getting a sew-in, because I've actually seen that happen. I every now and again I have people ask me to do a few sew-ins in their hair, and I just see it just coming out when you take it down. And it's hard to explain to people, like, you're not supposed to do that. But they do it anyway because they want it to be, like, flat around their head. They don't want bumps to show up underneath the sew-in. Is there a way that you can do that without relaxing your hair?
Yes, there
is.
All right,
thank you for your call. And we will respond right on the air. And we appreciate you calling in. And me and Goldie will get right back to you and answer your question. Thank you, caller. Goldie, you can go ahead and start answering her question.
Yes, there is a way that you can make it look flat without the bulk. It really depends on the type of braid pattern that you use for the hair. A lot of people, you can use a straight back technique. You can use a diagonal technique. It just really depends on how you're braiding the hair and how you're laying the tracks. If you don't want to lay them too close together, because that will cause it to look bulkier, and it just really depends on the braid pattern that you desire.
As well as, you know, to actually lay a stocking cap and or net on top gives you a flatter and a tighter fit for the sew-in itself. That's just my opinion. What do you think, Goldie?
I agree with you on that, James. I've actually taken really a real liking to the net itself because the net actually keeps the braids tighter and it lasts longer.
Does that answer your question, caller?
Yes, it does.
Thank you very much for calling in and talking hair with Mr. James B. You can follow me on Facebook at Mr. James B. That's MRJAYMESB. And on Instagram as well as Facebook. And tell them where they can find you, Goldie.
You can find me at 18243 Wyoming. That's right off the corner of Curtis on the west side of Detroit. Or you can reach me on Facebook at Bruce Goldie Stevens. Or Instagram at BGC_Stevens.
That's what's up. Thank you, caller. Yeah, Goldie, like I say, we're going back to it. Okay, well, we were doing the braids and we were doing the sew-in. As far as the takedowns, I would say have somebody else take it down. You don't have to have anybody in here. So while you're trying to chop and cut the string, you wind up cutting the patch out, then you got a patch missing over here, then you got a patch missing over there, then you want to blame the person that put it in. Maybe just have somebody else take it down. And there are different threads that you can use to make it easier to take down. And once you take it down, do understand that you are going to lose so many strands of hair. So go to you can explain that more.
One thing about taking it down, it is best to have someone else take it down because a lot of people often cut their hair, especially if they've had weave added to their braids. It's hard to kind of determine where's the natural hair and where's the weave hair. So I would always go to a professional or someone, have them take it down. And also a lot of people don't understand that the human body loses thousands of strands of hair a day. So when you're actually taking the hair down, you might have hair that's entwined in the braid or weave that are already coming out of the hair. So you don't know exactly for sure if it's coming out or you cut it or not. So it's always best to have someone else do it.
That's what's up. Ladies and gentlemen, we on Blog Talk Radio talking live. Mr. James B. Goldie. We're just talking about weave today, putting them in, taking them out. Don't just snatch it out. Don't just pull it out. I'm talking up here live at S. Nelson Lodge Spot, 14875 East 8 Mile. And if you come down today while we're on the air, you get 2 free gifts for sitting in on the show. Now, let's get to the fusions. Goldie, what do you know about the fusions? Put them in and taking them out.
Well, actually, I'm not an expert on the fusion, so you will have to consult with my partner, Poppy Red, on that one.
All righty. Well, we will talk with Poppy Red another time. If you call in, he can tell us more. If you're listening to Poppy Red, call on in and let us know about the fusion. But I know I took the class, $1,200 back in the day, and it's done with a little glue, you know, and they do have, like, the glue remover that takes it off. You glue it to, like, 2 to 3 to 5 strands of hair. So, you know, that's how it's done, and it's done through a way that you can take it out with glue remover that's the right kind of glue remover for that glue. That I do know. Mr. James B.
Now, I have a question for you, James. I have a question for you about the fusion myself.
Okay.
When you're doing it, how big are the strands of hair, I guess you would take, to put the fusion in the hair? How many strands of hair or what diameter would you use to put the fusion in the hair?
Okay, I don't know if you just heard me. I just said it. It's like really like 2 to 5 strands per.
Oh,
you
okay.
Know.
I didn't hear you.
Yeah, 2 to 5, you know, and then, it, you know, that depends on the can I say the color of the hairstyle, the person is getting done. But, you know, you have thick and thin strands of hair either way. Hair don't have any nationality or, you know, like that. But it depends on how thick or thin the strands are, you know, but usually it's like from 2 to 5 to 7 strands per. And then you glue them and keep it going. And then you'll see how cool it gets. We do have pictures on our a slideshow on the page itself when you look at it on Facebook and different stuff like that, different techniques of putting in the hair. You can check that out. But, again, that was the fusion hair. Now, the quick weave itself is still done with the glue, synthetic glue. That's the style of putting in a quick weave. But they do have hair protector for your scalp. You want to elaborate more on that, Goldie? That's the quick weave.
Are you saying the quick weave?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I have had so many problems with young ladies losing hair because of the quick weave. And the biggest thing about putting it the quick weave in is that you have to be moderate with the glue that you're putting in the hair. You can't just pour glue on top of somebody's head and then just put the hair on there, which is going to make it just clunked up with glue. You're just going to have too much glue in your hair. You know, so you want to be moderate. Just put the glue on the tracks, glue it on, and, you know, let it dry. And I tell people, use it to dry with a cool dryer. Always use a cool dryer because it doesn't make the glue melt onto the scalp as bad as it normally would.
Okay. Do they have any effect on the style itself or how long it lasts, rather to a point where you put a lot of glue in or had not had a lot of glue on it?
I mean, it's the more glue you put on there, the longer it's going to hold, actually. You know what I'm saying? It's going to hold, but it's also more damaging to the hair.
Okay. Do understand that, people. More glue, more damage. Okay, and that's the same with the bonding because it's still done with the glue. It's just, you know, it's not the quick weave style. But I do agree with that. And like I say, they do have protector for the hair that protects the hair prior to. And I'm still mad about that protector because I'm mad that I didn't come out with that and make that money. You know what I mean, Goldie?
Yep, I sure do.
But that brand is a good brand, and it does work. Put it on there. It protects the hair for the quick weave and the bonding as well. Now, when it comes to the weave itself, the different brands of weave. Everybody wants long, luscious hair these days, it seems like, and everybody is selling hair. So, Goldie, what's your opinion on the brands of hair?
Honestly, I can't tell you. I cannot tell you. I don't specialize in a lot of weaving. I do weaving, but it's not something that I specialize in. I wouldn't know what number to get or what pack of hair to get or anything like that. But I do like the Remy brand of hair. I like the way it feels. I like a couple of other brands of hair and stuff like that, but I really couldn't give you an expert opinion on that one.
Okay, that's what's up. But I was just saying there are different brands of weave out there, and certain people can be allergic to different brands and colors and textures of weave. Be aware of that before you put it in. You'll see on the same page, they do a slideshow of a lady who just had her sewn in, and when they took it out, it was plugs of her hair, and scalp came out with it. It is something on our page that a lady did pass, pass as in died. She had an allergic reaction from the glue. You can look it up on YouTube. If you want to call in on our next week's show, we have 3 shows a month. This is our 3rd show, Talking Hair, with me, Mr. James B., and my co-host, Goldie. You can call in, talk to us at any time, or ask a question on our page, and we will answer it on the air. Our number is 914-803-4273. That's 914-803-4273. That's Talking Hair with Mr. James B. and Goldie. So, Goldie, when it comes to the taking out of the hair, what is the best way you think?
Say that again, James. I couldn't hear you.
I'm saying when you're taking down, you know, somebody's hair, got a sew in or a bun, what is the best way for you to take it out? What do you think?
I like to take it out with, I just use scissors to take it out. You know, I don't like to use razor blades or anything like that. I just like to use a regular pair of scissors.
So just use a regular pair of scissors, just cut the string, have some good lighting so you know whether you're cutting hair or weave, and that's good to know that you're cutting hair or weave. So when it comes to the bond, well, like I said, you use the protector on there, and that protector dilutes in water. So if you're just shampooing it out and you ain't trying to, you know, save a hairstyle to a point where you're trying to pull the whole hairstyle off, I can use it next week. No, it'll just dilute off in the water, and no more problems with your hair. You can still keep your edges. Now, what do you think about ladies that don't have the edges because of the repetition of using the quick weaves and the bonding? What can we do to help them out?
The best thing to do, start doing really, is to keep as much pressure off the edges as possible. And use a reconstructive conditioner or a protein treatment to get those edges back to where they used to be.
Back where they used to be. That's what I'm talking about. Every now and then, when you get repetitions with the weave, ladies and gentlemen that do wear it, because I'm seeing some of the brothers with it, you get repetitions with it, and you put it in the same spot every time. The hair in general, right there in that track, do not have, you know, time to grow back and, you know, get oxygen because you keep covering it up. So, you know, weave it sometimes, let your hair grow. Weave it sometimes, let your hair breathe. Okay? What do you think, Goldie?
I agree with that, James. I have a lot of problems with clients like that who constantly want to keep putting hair weave on top of their head. The main thing you have to understand that the hair is a part of the human body. It's an extension of the human body. So it needs the same things that the body needs. It needs sun. It needs oxygen. It needs water. It needs nutrients and vitamins just like the body does. So the more you cover it up, the less it's going to get. So you really have to be conscious of how much weave that you put on top of your head all the time. You have to give it a little space.
Oh, okay. That's a good answer. Now, if you want to call in, again, our call-in number is area code 914-03-4273. Talk to Mr. James B. and Goldie. You can catch us on Facebook and Instagram. Mr. James B. on Facebook, that's Mr. James B. MrJaymesB. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. If you have any questions about hair or the hair business, you can call in or any Tuesday. We're going live 3 times a month on Blog Talk Radio. That's Mr. James B. and Goldie. We're talking about weave today, people. Putting it in and taking it out. Don't just snatch it out. Don't just pull it out. Am I right, Goldie?
Yeah, you're exactly right on that, James.
Don't be just snatching your hair out. Again, key word, snatching your hair out. And then you want to come to the stylist and say, hey, my hair came out. And we'll go, how did that come out? I don't know. How many people put that weave in and you don't know how it came out? Well, Mr. James B. and Goldie know how it came out.
Yeah.
Because you snatched it out. Because you pulled it out. Let's not be snatching it out. Let's not be pulling it out. We do have stylists that can assist you in taking it out. Am I right, Goldie?
Yes, you're absolutely correct, James. And one thing I tell clients all the time, you know, they make remover for you to get the glue out of your head. So use the binding glue remover because it does work, ladies. It works very well.
Well, that's right. Those are the products and the tools that we use. And don't get me wrong, I see y'all out there in Detroit, you know, when we go to different hair shows, stung is a habit with black people as well as anybody else. And y'all pay that money for shoes, cars, but your hair itself, the natural part of you, you'll be cheap on. You'll pay more money for the weave than the service to get the weave put in. And that's not true, and that's not good. Now, to even take it out, you won't even pay for that. To take it out professionally so you can keep your hair on your head. Am I right, Goldie?
Yes, you are absolutely correct, James.
Okay. We are talking live. XL Salon, that's 14875 East 8 Mile. You need any service, we are here for you. All the time, every day, all day. We do hair here. We're just talking hair. Angel Salon, Mrs. James B. and Goldie. We're talking about weave today, people. Putting it in and taking it out. So, to wrap it up today, Goldie, what do you have to say to the people?
Well, just be conscious of what you're exactly doing to your hair. You know, you have professional stylists here in the city of Detroit and around the world that know exactly what they're doing and went to school for this. So we're pretty confident and able to take care of the service at your convenience. But you have to listen to your stylist. That's the biggest thing. Do what your stylist tells you, and then 9 times out of 10, you'll come out better.
That's what I'm talking about. Consultation, people. A lot of people still don't do that. That's the main thing. Why you in the chair when you sit down? You turn around, you talk to your stylist, which is consultation. Yes, there can be a fee to consultation, but it is a fee that's worth it. Both parties understand what's going on, and that person in the chair likes what they're going to do because they do know. What'd you say, Goldie?
Yeah, I agree with that, James.
Yeah, because it's all about you getting good service, and good service starts off with consultation. So if you're in the chair and you don't even know what you're getting, you just jumping in the chair, and then next thing you know, you got this ugly weave in your head. Don't be mad. Because next time you have a consultation with a good stylist, that's like what Goldie said, we went to school for. So we go to school to learn these things to help you have natural, beautiful hair with or without the weave. You agree?
Oh, yes, I definitely agree. And that's so funny, James, because I'm doing a quick weave right now.
That's right, people. Goldie is in the shop right now doing a quick weave, telling us the proper way to put it in and take it out. Finish up, Goldie. Tell them what else about that quick weave you put in.
Actually, and what I'm doing with this quick weave, James, is I'm putting a partial quick weave in. It's not an entire quick weave. So I'm going to actually blend it in with the client's natural hair. And by doing that, doesn't mean I don't gel down the entire hair, just the part that I'm going to quick weave on her hair.
That's what's up. Oh, we got a couple of callers before we get out of here, Goldie. Want to answer a couple of calls right quick? Let's see what we got here.
Okay.
We got 6 minutes. You're on the air talking here with Mr. James B. and Goldie. What's your question? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, caller. You're talking hair? You on talking hair with Mr. James B. and Goldie?
How you doing today?
Hello? You're on the air. We're talking hair with Mr. James B. and Goldie. What's your question?
Well, I was...
Hello?
Do y'all
well,
do a
hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, how you doing? You're on the air with Mr. James B. and Goldie talking hair. Can I help you?
Yes, how y'all doing today?
You have a hair question. We're talking about weave today.
Okay, I was just wondering how well you do weave. I mean, I have a daughter that I need to cut hair did, and I was just wondering, you do the wrap, the weave,
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay. And your location? I know you're on the radio. I wanted the location.
Our location is 14875 East 8 Mile on the east point side of Detroit. You're on the air live talking with Mr. James B. and Goldie. Can I help you? You have a question? Hello?
Okay.
All right. Well, we have a couple of callers calling in. Hello? Caller?
Can you hear me?
Hello, caller. Yes, I can hear you, caller.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You have a question?
Yes. I'd like to know, are you all running any prom specials for your
Yes, we are running prom specials at the moment.
Okay.
We are running prom specials as well as the salon are running prom specials. But today we have weave questions today. Put them in and taking them out. You have any weave questions today?
Yes. Could you just tell me what is the proper way to take out a quick weave?
Yes, I can help her out with that.
Thank you.
Okay.
The main thing for you to do with taking out the quick weave is always soak the tracks down individually with some bonding glue remover and let it sit properly for at least about a good 10 or 15 minutes. Once the glue is set, you kind of pull tug at it just a little bit to see how easy the hair is coming loose. And once you see that it's coming loose real easy, go ahead and start to pull it out a little bit at a time and pull it out. Don't rip it. Kind of move it a little slow, piece by piece. And then once you finally get the glue out of the hair, weave out of the hair, go ahead and use a purifying or a clarifying shampoo to properly get the rest of the glue off the hair.
Okay, that sounds good because I've been really afraid to use the quick weave because the last time my edges was pulled out, so I just felt like the glue is what took my edges out. Is that what probably happened?
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
To me, I would think it's more of the pulling. It's not the glue itself. Now, you can be allergic to the glue, and you can find that out in general. But I think it's more of the pulling of the hair, especially around the edges. You don't really have to pull, like Goldie said. If you ain't putting a lot of glue itself on there, once you start taking it out, it ain't that much to dilute. But prior to even putting it in there, use that protector, and that dilutes it already when the water hits it.
I understand. Okay, well, thank you so much, guys. Good job. Thank you.
All right,
thank you. You're on the air with Mr. James B. and Goldie. Oh, we must have just lost him. As soon as I clicked over to answer their question, they hung up. All right, caller, y'all can call back. Area code 914.
Mr. James B., am I online? Mr. James B.
Yeah, hey, Mr. Caller, how you doing?
How you doing today, sir?
Hello? How you doing? You have
yes,
a quick read question? How you doing?
Yes, I have five daughters, and all of them basically, you know, wear that quick weave. And I asked them, well, how long do you plan on keeping this quick weave before you let your natural hair down? Now, how long should they keep that type of stuff in their hair before actually taking it back out?
All righty. Goldie, you want to hurry up and answer that question before time ends?
Yeah, I would actually tell you, I don't like to have a quick weave longer than the hair, longer than 2 weeks at a time.
Okay. So they should have it taken out and redid every 2 weeks?
Sometimes you can take it out and put it right in, but I don't recommend that. To constantly take it out and put it right back in. Like I said earlier, the hair has to get oxygen and sunlight just like the human body does. The hair is an extension of the human body, so you would want to do that.
Okay, great, great. Well,
thank you, caller. Well, thank you, caller. Sorry we had to cut you off short, but we got to close out today. This is Mr. James B. and Goldie talking here, and we'll see you next month on a Tuesday. That's 12 noon, talking here, Mr. James B. and Goldie. And we thank you for your support, and we're out of here.
Woo! All righty now, we're out of here.
Thank you, Jody. See you next Tuesday. Well, next month Tuesday. What's the topic? Did y'all even want to call me?
Hello. Hello.
Bam.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah.